With the naked eye, Dr. Takanole Takebe looks at a very small liver he and his staff are creating in a lab.
These tiny dots are single liver organoid in process of generating a bigger one.
The organoid, or an artificially grown mass of cells or tissue that resembles an organ, is just 50 micrometers. That's no thicker than a human hair. Eventually, it will quadruple in size. Takebe, an associate director of Cincinnati Children's Center for Stem Cell and Organoid Medicine, puts it under the microscope where we see it in a lot more detail. He uses cells from an adult or child that are modified to behave like an embryonic stem cell.
We actually mix up a number of different proteins and small molecules and amino acids and some other nutrients as well. It's a very complex recipe.
These are different from the pancreatic miniature organs he is also making. He keeps track of the tissue with embedded RFID tags. Takebe has a staff of 40 people both in the U.S. and Japan who are doing research and preparing to transplant these artificially made organs.
That's pretty like science fiction, but we are trying to create the miniature version of human organ in a dish, in a culture dish, and we can expose some drugs in a dish and see how it reacts in a patient-specific condition or stem cell-specific conditions to really tell how the human responds to drugs.
Right now, Dr. Takebe says testing drugs on these organs is more meaningful because patients using drugs will be less costly than transplanting the liver tissue. That would cost $2 million.
I think for the transplant application for now, I think you should limit the indication strictly. So we have to carefully select a very specific population who has a really benefit from that treatment.
There are a few challenges. The artificial organ has to last until the end of a person's life, and right now it doesn't. Takebe says one risk is when these stem cells are used in the organs, they have the potential to cause tumors. Takebe says the research in Cincinnati and Japan is groundbreaking when it comes to the liver and pancreas.
We are preparing for the manufacturing facilities to be established in Children's Hospital. In that way, I think we will be soon able to copy the strategies which we have developed in Japan and hopefully extend the target disease indications in Children's Hospital, because we have lots of pediatric liver disease patients in this hospital. So our hope is to translate our liver organoid transplantation approaches here in the U.S. as well.
Many other scientists are working on creating 3D printed human organs. Takebe says the natural process is better.
Leveraging the natural capacity to form human organ tissues, that would be more, I think trustable approaches to me so far, but in the future, I think I would probably benefit from such a bioprinting approaches if we can integrate that both approaches.
One reason Takebe says he's so driven is because he once worked in a transplant unit in Japan and saw babies die from liver failure because organs couldn't be found. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.